Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Backheeled Show. My name is Joe Lowry, and on today's episode, we are diving into a host of topics from around American soccer. We're going to chat about the CONCACAF Champions Cup. We'll look ahead to the U.S. Women's National Team's first game of the She Believes Cup. We'll get into a big story coming out of the USL and much, much more. And we'll do it all in less than 10 minutes because here on the Backheeled Show, we believe that just because soccer games are 90 minutes long doesn't mean that soccer podcasts have to be. So, without any further ado, let's get to it and talk soccer. All right, folks, let's start off on a down note, at least if you're a fan of an MLS team that lost or drew in the CONCACAF Champions Cup this past week. We're in the quarterfinal stage of the CONCACAF Champions Cup. Three MLS teams are still alive. The New England Revolution, the Columbus Crew, and Inter Miami. None of those teams managed to win at home against their Liga MX foes the last couple of evenings. New England lost by 4-0. Columbus drew 1-1 with Tigres at home, putting themselves in a difficult spot for the away leg in Monterrey. And Inter Miami lost 2-1 at home without Lionel Messi, who continues to be sidelined with an injury, against Monterrey. They also have a return leg to deal with in Monterrey and are now in a very, very difficult spot. Paul Kennedy, Soccer America's very own, had a great tweet out last night that said, through 11 MLS versus Liga MX meetings in the 2024 CONCACAF Champions Cup, it's 7 Liga MX wins and 4 ties. That about summarizes what has been a dreadful tournament so far for Major League Soccer teams, emphasizing yet again that the top of MLS, when the stakes are even and not stacked in the league's favor like it is during League's Cup, where all of the games are held in the United States, it emphasizes the fact that the top of MLS cannot deal with the absolute top of Liga MX until the roster rules change for MLS and teams are allowed to spend money a bit more evenly across their roster. There's just no reality in which MLS teams are going to consistently be dangerous against some of these Liga MX teams and are making consistent deep runs to actually win this trophy. Seattle did it a few years ago, and that was great. That was lots of fun, and it doesn't seem like we're going to get an MLS team repeating that feat in 2024. Let's stick with MLS for just a second as we look towards the weekend to come. I'm picking out one game that's worth your time this weekend. Of course, it's El Tráfico. LAFC hosting the LA Galaxy on Saturday. That game will kick off around 7:45 p.m. Eastern time. LAFC have struggled a bit out of the gates, but have real obvious top-end talent. And the LA Galaxy, for their part, have had maybe the best attack in Major League Soccer. They're free-flowing. Josep Paincil is worth the price of admission on his own. Gabriel Peck, Ricky Puig, Dejan Jovetic, the list sort of goes on and on. These are two teams that historically have played crazy games against each other. And this might be one where the tide has turned a bit towards the Galaxy in the early stages of 2024. I will absolutely be watching that game, and I'll write about it over on backheel.com, where you'll be able to read about every single MLS team on Monday morning. Go check that out and subscribe. Let's shift our focus over to another domestic league, the United Soccer League. The USL has its first ever game on network television coming up this Saturday. That will be at 4 p.m. Eastern time on Big CBS. Not CBS Sports, not Paramount Plus, not Go Loud. No, CBS. This is a huge deal. For the USL Championship, it's a great chance for them to gain exposure, showing off one of the better atmospheres in the championship, that is Louisville City's Lynn Family Stadium. Racing Louisville and the NWSL play there as well, of course. This is a fun opportunity. Louisville City taking on Indy 11 in a real Eastern Conference rivalry in the championship. It's a really cool moment for the USL. We'll have more coverage of the TV deal that the USL is currently in with CBS, ESPN in a separate deal as well, and how far the league has come when it comes to a lot of this stuff, how much the USL has grown, and obviously there's still a lot more work left to do. But the fact that we have a second division American soccer match popping up on CBS in the year 2024 is a really just cool thing for somebody who watches way too much soccer, who watches a bunch of USL championship action as well. This still feels sort of surreal. There's still so much room for the USL to grow, to impact its own actual markets, and develop sort of a more national footprint. But games like this and moments like this on Saturday will be an opportunity to inch closer and closer to where the league sort of knows it needs to be and where it should be and where it should continue to push towards. There's room for more storytelling and more promotion across even the national TV partners, but this is a step in the right direction for the USL. Cool to see this game. I'll be watching Saturday afternoon, 4 p.m. Eastern time, Indy 11 on the road against Louisville City in the championship. Why not tune in? Finally, let's close out with the U.S. Women's National Team. They start their She Believes Cup campaign against Japan at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. Japan, a good team, showed really, really well in the most recent World Cup. Obviously, that was last summer. A lot to like about what they do and how they play. For the U.S., it seems like there's a bit less certainty at the moment. Tactically, we're still waiting on Emma Hayes to finish up her duties with Chelsea and come across the Atlantic. We've seen a mixture of really promising moments from the U.S., like we saw at the end of last year under interim manager Twyla Kilgore, and then also a lot of sloggy stuff that we saw throughout the CONCACAF W Gold Cup last month and back in February. Japan will pose a real test for the United States. It gives them another chance to continue pushing towards whatever the new identity is going to be under Emma Hayes. While she certainly has some influence picking the squad, even though she's not actually going to be with the team, Katarina Macario is back in this team after a long ACL injury rehab process. Mallory Swanson is back in this team after she scored her first goal back from injury last weekend with the Chicago Red Stars away to the Orlando Pride. You have Lily Johannes in this team, one of the most fun youth prospects on the planet right now, 16 years old. We had Evan Davis profiling Lily Johannes over on backheel.com earlier today. Go check that story out. Gives you a great feel of what she brings to the table. This game against Japan is yet another chance for the U.S. to reform themselves and to let some of the younger players, and I don't know if Johannes will feature or not, but to let some of the younger players like Jaden Shaw and Olivia Moultrie really influence the game. They have the quality to do so. It's a good opportunity to let them get involved. This match on Saturday morning, my time, 9:30 out here in the desert and 12:30 over on the East Coast, is worth watching. All right, folks, I hope you feel prepped for the weekend. You got the USL Championship clash between Louisville City and Indy 11 taking place on Saturday. You've got the U.S. Women's National Team taking on Japan on Saturday. And, of course, El Tráfico on Saturday evening between LAFC and the LA Galaxy. Plenty of other soccer to watch this weekend, and we'll be breaking so much of it down over on backheel.com. Go check out the site and subscribe to support our work over there. For now, we will talk to you again next week. We'll be right back.